many bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you. That word mind means literally attitude. Right? How many here like to have a good attitude? How many here miss it sometimes? Quit pointing. God wants us to have an attitude like he had. And here it is. This is what it's all about. This is the picture version of the written word right here. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion of men, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, remember, I told you, how many get Mighty Army? Did you get it this morning? Merry Christ Mass. Christ Mass. Born, his birth, and his death. Christmas is the celebration of his birth and his death. Amen. So that's what we're doing this today. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is a new testament of my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Amen. God bless his word. We thank him for his word. Amen. All right. Let's pray. Lord, I love you. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your ever-abiding presence. Lord, I know, God, that you're in total control. And I ask you right now, Lord, to minister mightily to us and through us today. God, help us, Lord, to be like you, Lord, in all that we do. And we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the manger, for the manger is a powerful, powerful show of what you've done for us. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, to keep looking to you and to keep trusting you and to keep knowing that you are taking care of business on our behalf. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we love you and we praise your name. And the church said, the Bible said on the night he was betrayed, he took the bread and he blessed it and he broke it. Now, let me tell you something about this. Some of y'all in here are going through some things in your life you don't understand. Here's what I want you to know. In your brokenness, you're being blessed. Because, listen, when you have communion with God and you're being broken, you're also being blessed. And I thank God because in my brokenness, I find the biggest blessings. Amen? Now, let's see. I want those two little girls right over there. Come here. I want one of you to stand here. Y'all going to do something very special, okay? So you stand here and you get over here. Yeah. Y'all going to help me out? Okay. These girls, we're going to use these girls for communion today, okay? Y'all ready? Okay. How many times have you said you have a communion with a reindeer? Okay. Look, the Bible said, and I'm going to tell you something about these swaddling clothes. The Bible said when Jesus was born that they wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger. Now when Marina has her baby, they're going to put that baby in the incubator. and that baby's going to be free from germs, and it's going to feel the heat that it needs and the warmth that it needs. And then when it's time to take it and put it in mama's arms, then they put it back in that incubator, and they let that baby stay in the incubator until it's safe to come out into the world. Back in that day, you didn't have incubators. And even worse, Jesus was born and laid in a trough. I'm sorry, baby. Laid in a trough. Amen. A trough for cattle, feeding cattle. So Jesus, in order to keep that baby warm and secure, they would wrap it in swaddling clothes. And the swaddling clothes would keep the baby tight and keep the baby warm. And it would keep, it was a homemade incubator. Very full of germs, but it was a homemade incubator. So Jesus was wrapped up in the milk cloths for the cows. But just guess what? He knows what it's like. He knows what it's like to be broken. And he knows what it's like to be blessed. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to come up here. When we get going, these girls are going to do the communion for us. Let's see here. All right. Get in front of me right there. Stand in front of me because I'm going to help y'all. All right, get right there. Get ready. Y'all ready? Okay. You didn't know you were going to be on the spot today, did you? This is awesome. Okay, look. He said, take eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And when he blessed it, he said, you do this. And then he blessed the cup and said, this is my blood in the New Testament. Drink this in remembrance of me. Come, let us join at the Lord's table. Somebody come up and say, this is his body broken for you. I want you to say, this is his blood. Okay. Awesome. 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 Awesome.
give our communion and then we can.
Isn't this beautiful? There you go, right over here. Okay. I'm gonna take you, give me first. I'm gonna give you. Sing it. Let's sing it, y'all. Stand and sing it. God's awesome all the time. Amen. Was not that awesome? We were led by children. Isn't that awesome? That was absolutely off the hook. Y'all can be seated. Dan, you did an awesome job there, bro.
In the right order. There's your phone right there. Just to get it.
Not going to keep you long. I always say that, and I preach for 2 hours. Okay. Daniel? You can make both sides. You can hit both sides at once. Yeah. He's not used to receiving. We've got to pray. Lord, bless this offering in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. Amen. All right, Daniel, hit both sides and then give it to Jeannie. God is great. I like living in his neighborhood. I know y'all heard the story, but when we were in our first church, we were trying to get it started, and it was really kind of awesome because we didn't have a... Always. Not necessarily, but yeah. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Oh, I always do. Thank you. Daniel and DC were receiving the offering, and we're in that little storefront church, and Daniel and DC were receiving the offering. We had about 25, 30 people that day, and there were several occasions this happened. The first time they came back, and DC or Daniel 1 was so excited because there was a $5 bill in the plate, and they come back hollering about, there's a $5 bill in the plate, there's a $5 bill in the plate. Then one day they come back, and the plate was packed, and I was wondering, why was the plate so packed? And I looked, and DC put a little gun and laid it up on top of the thing. He'd been going down holding a gun on people. Yeah, it was funny. It was. I mean, I first saw it, about thought I was going to choke. And I said, I can't believe my youngin just did that. But everybody thought it was cool. So, all right, they're cool. All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't worry, sister. There's plenty of switches. I got plenty of switches in my bag. There's no doubt. Okay, well, we're going to talk about the manger, and afterwards we're going to actually. I've got a birthday cookie for Jesus, and we're all going to get a piece of birthday cookie. How about that? Y'all like birthday cookies? Yeah, we're going to have birthday sale. I have to cut it in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, and about 32 pieces. So I'm going to get a knife to somebody back there that can count. Well, these will be long pieces. As a matter of fact, you can probably just cut them up into chunks. That's right. And then you can pull them all out. As a matter of fact, while I'm talking, Daniel, I've put Daniel to work today big time. Here's what I want you to do. Without messing it up so I can show people what it looks like, put the top back on after you get through cutting it. Just you can cut it like this and cut it like that. So there'll be more than 32 pieces. Yeah, that's right. Okay. I was actually thinking about this. It's been on my mind a lot in the last, every Christmas it seems like there's always, and I'm amazed because every Christmas it seems like when God starts putting things on people's minds, he doesn't just put it on one person's mind and one pastor's mind or one preacher's mind. He puts it on a lot. And last week I talked about the miserable blessing, and I can tell you for an assurance that came straight from God. And as a matter of fact, it just was from experience too. And so, the miserable blessing. And then, Sister Stephanie said her brother-in-law, had preached on something similar the same day. And then today she heard a guy on television, Joel Osteen. He was preaching on blessed, but blessed burdens. And so, I mean, I think God's trying to tell us something, and that is that just because we're blessed doesn't mean that it's not going to be tough and it's not going to be hard. And to help us through all that, he sent his son in a manger. Didn't send him to the palace. Didn't send him down as a mighty conqueror on the white horse yet. It's going to happen. But the first time he came as a lamb, next time he's going to come as a lion, and he's going to come down as an adult down on a white horse. But right now, he came as a helpless baby in the worst of conditions. He died the most horrible death you can think of, but he also was born in one of the worst situations you can think of. So if you look at it that way, he came in this world in a rough way. He went out of here in a rough way. And so he's there to tell us that no matter what you're going through, you can still be blessed and still have burdens. You can still be blessed and still be hurting. And so I just did a little acrostic for manger, but I wanted to read this again. I read Philippians 2 and 5 through the King James Version. I want to read it again in the Phillips New Testament and in the Message. And I want you just to listen to this. Let Christ himself be your example. This is the Phillips New Testament. Let Christ himself be your example as to what your attitude should be. For he who had always been God by nature did not cling to his prerogatives as God's equal, but stripped himself of all privilege by consenting to be a slave by nature and being born as a mortal man. That gives it a whole lot better understanding than what it, in the King James Version kind of loses me. But this puts it right there. And having become a man, he humbled himself by living a life of utter obedience, even to the extent of dying, and the death he died was the death of a common criminal. That is why God has now lifted him so high and has given him the name above all names, so that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, whether in heaven or earth or under the earth. And this is why, in the end, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Here's the Message Version. Think of yourselves the way Christ thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but he did not think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Wow. That is something powerful for all of us to think about. Like Rockefeller. Rockefeller was one of the richest men. He was the richest man in the world when he died. Somebody asked, how much did he leave when he died? Somebody said everything. He couldn't carry it with him. I ain't seen a U-Haul. I have not seen a U-Haul behind a hearse yet. Amen? Doesn't matter what your name is, doesn't matter what your job is, doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter which side of the tracks you're on, doesn't matter which side of town you're on, doesn't matter if you live in a penthouse or an outhouse. We're all the same at the foot of the cross. And we all need Jesus. We all need a Savior. So, when the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave, became human. Having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death. Thank you, Daniel. That's awesome. You make it look good, too. That was good. Okay, I got you. And died the worst kind of death, a crucifixion. Oh, that's good. Because of that obedience, God lifted him high and honored him far beyond anyone or anything, even so that all created beings in heaven and on earth, even those long ago dead and buried, will bow in worship before this Jesus Christ and can call out in praise that he is the master of all to the glorious honor of God the Father. Now, here it is, manger. I was sitting there thinking about it. I was contemplating it, and the Lord just like he did last week, he just flooded it, and it's just amazing to me how God does that. Amen? First, M for manger, man. Man. Somebody say man. You see, God had no idea how we felt because he was not a man. He was spirit. God had no idea what pain was. God had no idea, actually, on his own self. Now, I'm talking about his own self. He didn't know what it was like to be pressured for time because he lived beyond time, above and beyond time. So, in order for God to understand how we felt, a man had to come. It's sort of like this sounds kind of crude, but it's the same thing. If you were really want to know what it's like for your dogs, how many have dogs or a pet, just a pet, and you love your pet? All right, I love my pets, and sometimes my dogs are barking at me and I have no idea what they're barking about. You know, I carried one of our dogs for a ride, and we had to stop every 5 minutes because he kept barking for him to go use the bathroom. And eventually, I got tired of stopping every 5 minutes because he didn't use the bathroom. And so a 10-minute trip wound up being an hour because we kept stopping for him to wait to use the bathroom. Find out what it was her, Maddie. Maddie actually wanted us to put the window down so she could stick her nose out the window. That's why she was barking. Yeah, she would go, woo, 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 woo. We're not barking, it was woo, woo. And it meant, Daddy, roll down the window because I want to stick my head out. And so we learned that. Now, when she puts her paw up there and goes, you better stop. She's saying, Dad, I ain't playing now. Come on. We got to stop. All right. So the same way, if you wouldn't understand your pet, because I don't understand what dogs, I really don't understand a dog's language. I don't understand a fish's language. I don't understand a cat's language. But you know what? In order for me to understand that, I would have to become a cat. I would have to become a fish. I would have to become a dog for me to actually understand what my dog is going through. Amen? That's putting it as slow as you can go, simplest terms. God became man, the God-man, so that in the incarnation, so that he could know what we feel. John 1:14 says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Matthew 1:23 says, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son. It was important that she was a virgin. The reason it was important is because this child was going to be given by divine insemination. The Holy Spirit was going to come upon her. And that way, if she had not been a virgin, people could say, well, it was somebody else's child, which they did anyway. For just about the life of Jesus, people were still mumbling that he was the son of a Roman soldier or some guy that was running around. So, but still, had to be of a virgin because the Holy Ghost was going to inseminate her. Shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. So y'all say it again, man. Then say God, man. He was 100% God. He had the price. He was 100% man. He could pay that price. Amen? So, now, A for manger. All. Y'all say all. He was sent for everyone. There's nobody in this church that he wasn't sent for. There's nobody in this community he was not sent for. There's nobody on this world that he was not sent for. Why? Because it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Amen. Didn't say the white folks, the black folks, the Asian folks. He said the world. All. Rich folks, poor folks, folks that are going great, folks that aren't having such a good time. He was sent for all. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I love that. That is such an awesome, awesome, awesome thing. Amen. You're going to get the Lord a hand clap. That's cool. And that's right, all of us. Every last one of us. Even if you're from Possum Track. Amen. In. Y'all say this with me. Nothing shall be impossible. Because of the manger, nothing shall be impossible. Y'all say that. Nothing shall be impossible. This proves it. Luke 1 and 37 says, for with God nothing. Mary says, how in the world can I be pregnant and I don't even know a man? And he says, the Holy Ghost has come upon you and he's taking care of this. And so she says, and he says, listen, with God, nothing shall be impossible. All right? Then G, grace. The manger brought grace. Grace. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, Titus 2 and 11. And then also in the Amplified Version it says, for the grace of God, his unmerited favor and blessing. What is unmerited favor and blessing? Unmerited means you did nothing for it. How many here has been so good you earned your salvation? Please don't nobody raise your hand. It's a gift of God. It says, the wages of sin is death. Wages is something you work for, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift. Gift. When I look. On payday, when y'all go to your boss and he pays you, that he's paying you because you have earned it. Sometimes people ought to go up and really expect a gift. That's when you back up to the man because you haven't really worked hard that week, okay? But most of the time, you work hard enough, you go, you get it. But see, with Jesus, he sent the present. He sent it to you. Amen? So here we go. E, enough. Grace, enough. 2 Corinthians 12, 8 through 9. I'm almost through. We're getting ready to leave. I told you we'd be out of here by 11:30. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it may depart from me. But he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. So when I'm weak, look, he said, most gladly, therefore I will glory in my infirmities, my weaknesses. For then the power of Christ may rest upon me. That word rest means to build a tent. So when I'm at my weakest point, when I have, how many here has ever blown it? How many has blown it lately? How many has blown it this week? How many blew it yesterday? How many blew it today? Okay, so guess what? It's when you have blown it is when he's the strongest on you. You know why? Because then you do not depend on yourself, you depend on him. Listen, I realize I've blown it. I'm weak. I can't do it on my own. I've got to depend on him, and he'll take care of it. Isaiah 9 and 6, this is what you got in your mighty army this morning. Let's see here. Isaiah 9. Is Isaiah 9 and 6. For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, I want to go up here and it says, for unto us a child is born, manger. For unto us a son is given. That word given means literally given over to be sacrificed. So, for unto us a child is born, the manger. For unto us a son is given in sacrifice, the cross. Christ Mass. You can't have one without the other. I like the way Daniel did, Amazing Grace along with Silent Night, because you can't have one without having the other. Amen? So then, R reigns forevermore. Wow. Revelation 11:15 says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there was great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign. How long? So I look at this. There's the cradle and the cross. The cradle and the cross is exemplified in the manger. Guess what? The cradle and the cross are the bookends to our eternal life. The cradle and the cross. Without either one of them, we couldn't have eternal life. The cradle and the cross. I thank God, don't you? Amen. So here's what we're going to do. We've got this birthday cake. Or birthday cookie. Don said, we're going to have Christmas communion. I said, what's Christmas communion? He said, milk and cookies. Oh, Santa communion. We're going to have Santa communion, milk and cookies. See that? It says, happy birthday, Jesus. Y'all see it? Isn't that cool? Daniel's camera will drop it. I turned it like this, and Daniel said, pull her back up. Amen. Negative pattern, Ghostwriter. Pull her back up. All right, so we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. And then here's what we're going to do. I'm going to just walk around to you, and I'm going to give y'all a piece of. Y'all can just pull it on out. Or would you rather me give you a piece? How y'all want it? Okay, let's sing it. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. There you go. I've already got it going now. There you go. Daniel kept me a hole. He left me a hole. Yeah. Yeah. Cookie Monster's on the fourth row. There you go. This isn't communion. This is just some birthday cake. Okay. Right. Oop, there you go. Y'all could have some more at the end. I just making sure everybody gets some. Hey, ain't you pretty? Ain't you pretty? Go ahead. I'll go ahead. You pick one of them. Yeah. What is awesome? Go. There you go. Try to get you one without Austin. Go ahead. You're pregnant. You pick which one you want. But for you and Liam, you might get a couple. Yeah, you need to get a couple. You need one for Liam too. Did you hear that? He talking junk. How y'all doing? Look at all these beautiful children. All these beautiful children. Gorgeous. Well, I say the same thing with my beautiful grandgirls. You got it? You need some help? That one's stuck. Oh, yeah. Need some help? There you go. You're welcome. Good job. Oh. Okay. Go ahead, get what you want. You're welcome. Okay, this is not communion as in the blood and the body. This is communion as, Lord, we're sharing sugar with you. That's the birthday cake. All right. Did y'all already eat y'all's? You've already eat? I'm playing. I'm playing with y'all. No. Look, I was thinking about going out and seeing how many grand youngins still wanted some more. Not just my grand youngins, y'all's grand youngins, whoever. I was going to share the joy. To share the joy with Sugar Rush. Mm-hmm. That's right. Remember, the manger shows us just how much Jesus wanted to know us. Amen. Let's pray and we're going to go home. Anybody have any special needs, just raise your hand. And what we're going to do is, we're going to pray for your special needs. And we're going to submit some prayer. Y'all go have fun with your families. Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for all you do for us, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, to minister mightily to us and through us, Father. Make a difference as only you can in our lives. And I thank you, Lord, for touching all these requests, Lord, spoken or indicated by hands being raised, Lord, and those that didn't raise their hand but wanted to. I thank you for that too. Minister Miley, we thank you, Lord, for what you did for us. We thank you for the incarnation. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We praise your name. And the church said, now there is a little bit of cookie left. There's probably about 9 pieces left if somebody wants a piece of cake. When I said anybody else wants some, I saw kids' hands raised. You're dismissed, but before you go, let's get the sugar rush. Hold on. We're gonna have fun today with the sugar rush. I'm going out with her, so.